This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting today from the Novercar Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us right now. Hugh, we got a special guest. We had this guy on last year.
Yeah.
And a year later, he's sitting with us again, this time as a
Super Bowl champion.
That's right. Quinyon Mitchell with us. Quinyon, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. So my question to you is, outside of the obvious reasons, how was your offseason different this year as opposed to your first offseason in the NFL?
I don't think it was that much different for real. I took some time off, and then I really just got straight back to it. I was back in Toledo training. And, that was pretty much it. Pretty much felt the same.
So, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you went back home, you went to Toledo to train, and everybody just treated you the same? Nothing changed at all?
I guess people congratulated me on the Super Bowl or whatnot, but it was pretty much the same vibe as how I always been there.
I like that. We were talking this morning, Quinyon, about the mentality. And does it feel different? I mean, this is your second year in the league, right? You only have 1 year to base it off of. This is year two. Does it feel different with you guys here as champions? Because we heard Nick Sirianni this morning talking about trying to keep it the same, right? Every single day. I know he said he's not allowing you guys to use that R word, right? We're not talking about that, trying to do it again, what that R word means. Does it feel different, or is the day one this year similar to day one last year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same. We just want to take it one day at a time. Don't want to look back at the past. Don't want to look too ahead in the future. Just focus on the day. Focus on the work we did today. Correct the mistakes and just get better.
You know, played a lot of football last year. So, you know, when you talk about the first year in the NFL, playing that 17-game schedule and then the playoff schedule, how does your body feel right now?
I feel good. You know, I really been taking care of my body, using my resources here and at Toledo. So I feel good.
You know, it's funny because when I played, it was a lot made about the rookie hangover or you know, having that slump in the season. It don't look like you had that. And the question I'm asking you is this: what work regimen did you have, and what steps did you take to help keep your body in tip-top shape during the season?
I'll just say leaning on the veterans, seeing what they do, and trying to mimic that and put it into my own realm. So I just want to thank them for that. We got a great training staff, great trainers who help us be in tip-top shape. So I just want to thank them.
You know what? Speaking of that, Darius Slay, he isn't here anymore. He gone. You know, you talked about he taught you a lot last year. So now do you feel that you have to fill that leadership void?
Yeah, in a way. But I feel like we got leaders all throughout. You know, Cooper, you know, Adoree, Keeley, you know, all guys coming back. And really just trying to lead this group, lead the corners.
What's the biggest thing you took from Slay? I mean, he's a guy that seemed to me that all you guys seem to gravitate towards, like really learn from him and respect him. I mean, he's been in the league so long and still playing at a high level. What's the biggest thing in your year with him that you took from Darius?
Just the way he approaches the game, the way he prepares each and every day, like it's game day, whether it's practice, preseason game, a scrimmage, you know, he treats every day the same.
You know, I'm kind of curious because you played so well last year, your rookie year. Didn't hear your name being – you know, called a lot in a bad way. So the question I have for you is, what aspect of your game was that you thought was your weakest, and what did you work on in the offseason to make it better?
I worked on everything. I feel like I need to get better at everything, every aspect.
Trash talking too? Because I heard you like to talk trash.
Yeah, I get better at that too. Man.
We want more of that.
I was just trying to get better at everything, you know, not trying to hit one spot, trying to just perfect my overall game.
Quinyon, take us back. Quinyon Mitchell joining us here as we're at Eagles training. Take us back to the Super Bowl. And we haven't spoken to you since that. We were there at the parade, and we saw you guys having a great time and earning that celebration. What was it like as that game went on? Because you were dominating. I mean, I felt like, as a fan, the game was over in the second quarter. I know you couldn't think that because you're playing the game. But what did it feel like? Because it felt like you had their number. You were one. It felt to me like you were one step ahead of them, especially throughout that first half. What was it like to be on the field when you guys, your plan really worked that night?
Yeah, it was really great. You know, it was a great moment that happened for all of us. You know, I feel like we prepared well, and that's why we had the outcome that we had.
It seemed like as the year went on, you just guys got better and better and better on defense. Was there a moment it started to click with Vic Fangio? Because I remember here last year, you were a rookie. Vic spoke, and he said it's going to take time. Did you feel something different as that year went on with your defense? Because it kind of built from, hey, that first month was kind of choppy, and then by the time we got to October, November, December, you guys really started to gel.
Yeah, I want to say after that Tampa game, you know, we just had a look in the mirror. You know, Coach Vic called some guys out. I mean, he called me out, and then we kind of just, like, brought ourselves together after the bye week, and then we just kept rolling.
What's Vic Fangio like in a meeting? Tell us about that.
I mean, it's just black and white. I mean, either you're doing your job or you're not. You held up the standard or you're not. So it's
was the words meaning hurtful? Were there a lot of curse words being thrown? That's what Joe wanted to ask you. He didn't know how to ask. Was there curse words being thrown around, or was it more in more of a respectful way?
No, in a respectful way. Coach, I don't think Coach really cussed like that, honestly. It was in a respectful way.
So as we head into this season, second year in the defense, do you, like, day one today, is it kind of picking up where you left off? Is today kind of going back to base? What's it like after playing in the defense for a full year, now to come back year two? What was today like? Take us through the first practice today.
Today was great, you know, high intensity. We just want to hit the ground running. We, you know, don't want to take no baby steps. I mean, it's here, the season here now, so we just got to keep progressing and keep getting better.
Eagles corner Quinyon Mitchell with us here, first day of training camp. Do you feel in this secondary that you guys, you know, it's a lot of changes. I mean, you guys lost Darius, you lost Slay, also Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. It's a young secondary. Is that exciting for you that you guys can almost gel together and be together for a long time?
Yeah, I think that's the whole defense. You know, we were young, we hungry, and I think the biggest thing is every day we just want to get better. Want to get better each and every day.
So the opener coming up, Cowboys here on September 4th, you get to raise the banner. And, you know, they acquired George Pickens, they have CeeDee Lamb. Last year, it felt to me watching like you played on one side a lot, Slay played on the other. Is there, you know, in this defense, is that would you expect again to play on your side? Or do you think this year maybe at times you might move around with different wide receivers?
I mean, who knows? It's July 23rd, and, I mean, we'll just see as the season progresses on.
Is that something you think would be fun, that challenge, to kind of match up with a receiver? Or are you like, hey, this is my – because some corners seem to like playing on a certain side. Some corners move around. If it was up to you, what would you do?
I mean, whatever Coach Vic and Coach CP asked me, you know, I'm willing to do.
All right, a full year and then a practice today competing against Devontae and AJ. Take us through some of the battles with that, and how much does it make you a better player? You get to face those guys every day.
I mean, it just makes me so much better. You know, they are the two best in the game. You know, I want to challenge them every day. I was trying to challenge AJ today as much as I could. And they're going to make us better. They're going to make Keely better, Adore better, you know, whoever on the other side better. And I'm just thankful for them.
Who do you think's winning those battles, Hugh? Quinyon or those guys?
Right now, I think the young buck, I think he got a lot of swagger about him, Joe, so I'm going to go with the young cat on the defense.
I got to throw this at you. So last year, my co-host here, Hugh Douglas, who played defense in the NFL, he was an all-pro, Quinyon. He tried to tell everyone that defense was a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah. And I still stand on that.
Can you tell this guy? I mean, you were on the number one defense of pro football last year that won the Super Bowl. Can you try to help me out here? Because he doesn't see it. It goes in one ear, out the other.
Like what do you mean by that?
See, Quinyon, this is what they got upset, right? Because
and
I broke it down in the simplest terms. Even when you look at our team, right, most of the resources, money, is allocated to the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So when I said defense is a necessity, is a luxury, not a necessity, that meant that on this team, most of the defense played well. Never said they didn't play well. But when you look at it, you got a lot of young cats on that defense, and you have a lot of guys, like, say, Zach Bond for a minute. He came into his own and he balled out. but most of the money is allocated to the offensive side of the ball. Y'all took over last year, no question about that. But the team is built as more on the offensive side of the ball, and that's what I meant.
See, this is what we call spin. He's trying to spin.
It's not spinning. It's the truth. When you look at
well, first round pick like this guy, that's a big asset.
Trey Henderson is not. He doesn't have a contract, right?
Right.
Michael Parsons looking for a contract, right? Mm-hmm. Who is the young defensive end that's going back to school from Texas?
Shamar Stewart.
So how am I wrong? They don't want to pay the defensive player, but the offensive players ain't got to worry about getting paid. So where? So tell me, Quinyon Young Buck, where am I wrong in my assessment?
I don't know. I just know, like, our defense, we just young and we just hungry. Like,
and y'all are all under contract.
And they're a necessity to this thing.
We just want to go get it.
See, he'll want to get off in our mess, man. I had to drag him in
just because I need him to know what you've been saying here. All right, Quinyon, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season. We're expecting another big one, and we're excited to watch you guys play. And good luck in 2025. Thank you, Quinyon.
Thank you.
There he goes. Quinyon Mitchell, Eagles corner, getting ready for year two.
Always being messy, Joe.
He's a defensive player. I got to get the response.
But you see, he didn't say nothing because he understood exactly. When I said it like that, he knew exactly what I was talking about.
Here's the problem. You started putting the money thing in his head.
No, because that's the thing. It's the money.
Yeah, but they are a necessity. Also, you said, you know, they pour all the resources. First round pick. Didn't you hear Howie this morning? First round picks are assets.
They are because they're under contract.
Well, they are, but they view money and draft picks similarly. And it's just a different way to acquire players.
Who was the leading sack leader in the NFL last year?
Trey Hendrickson.
What is he doing right now?
He's back in Florida while his team is in Ohio.
I'm just saying.
Just because dumb teams do dumb things
saying. The number one, he had the most sacks in the league last year.
You know, I can't wait to ask Nolan Smith about the same thing. And because he's going to have a colorful take on your nonsense.
Oh, yeah. He'll talk a little bit. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have Nolan Smith coming up in a few minutes here. 215-592-9494. We're live from Eagles training camp. You know what struck me about that? I'm not surprised, Hugh, but with our conversation with Quinyon. It seemed like nothing in his life changed.
I was surprised at that. And maybe, I believe.
Well,
he seems
like a very grounded yes. Kind of a throwback kind of person and player.
Yeah. Yes.
And look, whatever, they're all their personalities are different. You played in a locker room with different personalities. He seems very, like, businesslike. Yeah. I felt that from when we met him last year.
Yeah, he's all about football.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of sounds like, man. He sounds focused, and he also sounds like a guy that, you know, there's definitely a different side to him, but when he's on the football field, it's all about business.
Well,
that's
look, what he just walked right back onto the field to go and, you know, whatever he's doing, some more drills or, you know, like he's a very all business kind of player. And, you know, it's interesting. He didn't want to answer, and he probably doesn't know his role yet. Hugh, do you think they're going to move him around more? So last year they had basically left and right corner, right? Like mm-hmm. He played on one side, Slay played on the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If I'm – let's just fast forward week one. I'm Dak Prescott. I'm the Cowboys. I'm going to move CeeDee Lamb away from him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to challenge – today, Kelee Ringo was out there. It's Adoree Jackson. The Eagles don't have certainty on the other side the way they did last year.
Yeah.
Do you think Vic's going to – if other teams start attacking Keeley or Adoree, do you think they're going to move Quinyon on the number ones?
It's a possibility. I think it has to play out, because a good a year as Quinyon had last year, I still think that he's probably going to be challenged. And for those that don't understand what challenge mean and going to say he was challenged last year, the challenge is different this year because Slay's not out there. So, you know, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about him traveling from one side of the field to the other to go with the number one receiver.
If I'm the opposing quarterback, I'm going to look the other way, right? Yeah, Quinyon's good. I'm going to go after Adoree Jackson or Keeley.
I don't think initially it will be that way. And the reason why I say that is because they went out and they got who's the receiver? The Georgia receiver. They got
the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
They got Pickens.
So I think they're going to see how it plays out. And as the season progresses, they're going to try to play it and see how it works and if they need to start shuttling guys across the field and things of that nature.
To me, that's the next step for him.
Yeah.
Because, those ESPN lists have been out, right? They ranked all the players. And, you know, everyone's arguing about Jalen Hurts thing. I think they had Quinyon at 9. I think he was ranked the 9th best corner in the NFL. For me, like, the jump for him to become a top 5 or 6 or better corner, if he could jump up with those great ones like Surtain and Sauce and all that, like, he's got to take out the other guys number one. I mean, that's – and they're going to face a lot of good receivers this year.
It's going to be – and that's what I say. It's going to be week in and week out. It's going to be challenging. But I think that he's up to it. He's definitely up to it.
Well, he seems prepared. I mean
– Yeah.
I didn't – if you had told me – that, like, if I didn't know they won the Super Bowl, I would have never known talking to him.
I felt the same.
He
felt
was the exact
way he did.
Person he was a year ago.
He's even keeled, but I think that's just his demeanor.
Yeah.
That's just him in a nutshell. That's who he is.
Well, I think it's a good thing. Steve in Philly's up on WFA. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Steve.
Doing,
what's going on?
All right, real quick, back to what Hugh was saying. I'm kind of on his side. Maybe it's a cultural thing, but if a guy's talking about my wife is a dime, respectfully, I got to see what that's looking like. Respectfully, of course. I'm not demanding like he was demanding. But
I was demanding, Steve?
I mean, I don't – maybe it was your tone. Me,
yeah,
personally,
I think it was, Steve, it was the tone. It was like you got to post
curious.
A picture.
No, but Steve, okay, just to give you a little background. Yesterday or a couple days ago, me and Aaron, we had a misunderstanding, and we buried the hatchet, right? So initially I asked, were we friends? You know, that I was saying it from a friend's perspective. And if he would have answered yes, which I think he would have, then I said, well, you got to show her, because in my friend group, and I was telling Joe this in the break, and like my friends are married, but if I say I'm seeing somebody or whatever, they always ask for pictures. They were like, well, let's see what she looked like. You know, especially if I say, oh, man, I met this fine woman and da-da-da-da-da. They want to see.
Yeah, I agree. You have to ask.
Oh, you got to show. Like, if I say it, then they got to see. Yeah, respectfully.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, we'll get back to you in a couple minutes. Nolan Smith's on his way. We'll finish Steve's phone call. I said he wanted to give a take on the Eagles and the hangover. You got people talking about that, the whole thing with Aaron.
No, because,
if I had to guess, Aaron's going to post.
No, I'm saying, he doesn't have to, because I don't want him, like, listen, he said it might be a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to post if you don't want to, but my friends, if you say you met a dime piece, if you say you met a dime, and you got to post a picture.
A woman you just met, though, is a little bit different.
No, listen, no, it ain't about, no, if
you
it's your.
You threaten the mud duck
wait a minute,
thing.
Hold
Why'd
up,
you throw
though?
The mud duck out?
If it's your, if y'all are friends, right?
Yeah.
And your friend, you say, hey, you out, oh, man, I just met this fine chick. The first thing your friend going to say is what she looked like. So what,
yes,
say, Nolan just sat down and he said the same thing. Nolan, would you tell him? Like, if we're in a group chat, Nolan, and I say, yo, no, I just met this fine ass female. What's the next thing you're gonna say?
Man, send me a screenshot. What she look like?
What she look like? That's universal. Especially if I'm talking about she's fine.
Now this is a good way to introduce our next guest, Nolan Smith, joining us here, Super Bowl champion Nolan Smith. Nolan, how are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. Just had my first day. It's a little hot out here, but it ain't not much.
So Nolan, I gotta ask the same question I asked Quinyon. How has your offseason changed from last year to this offseason as a Super Bowl champion?
Man, it really nothing to change for me. I kept my head down and kept working on, kind of like Coach.
Yeah, I heard
Nick
you
said.
At the Pass Rush Summit. Got some good reviews too.
Oh yeah,
from
man.
The Pass Rush Summit. Yeah,
man, just keep my head down and keep working, man, and be hungry, man. I just got to play my part because I'm around an amazing team with amazing players.
So when you first came into the league, you know, people were talking about, you know, you it took you a while to get to where you are now. So what happened in your game that you changed that allowed you to be the menace that you are coming off the corner?
Man, I just think about BG telling us every Saturday, take the seatbelt off. You know, just take the seatbelt off, go out there and play, and just have fun. That's all I remember is just trying to have fun, bring the love back to the game because I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, how are you and where are you? Because you got injured in the Super Bowl. We know the story. You wouldn't come off the field. You kept playing there. But how are you? How was the rehab? And did it affect you getting ready for training camp here?
I'm personally good. You know, mental health. And mental health is a big part of injuries, man. I'm trying to keep my mental health right. And, you know, I'd say I'm about 75%. But I'm still out here practicing. Got to work on my striking every day and just, you know, build myself back up so I can play, you know, every down like I did.
How different is it for you, because you won a championship at Georgia, and you went one in the NFL, and I was there in Georgia when y'all won that one, and I remember how elated everybody was. But how, for you personally, being in Athens and knowing how that felt, how different is it winning the Super Bowl as opposed to winning in a championship in college?
Man, I'll say it's like the Thanos moment when he stepped through the portal and he said, at last, my work is done.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, it's kind of like the next thing. Like, they brought him back again to fight him again, and you got to keep going. Uh-huh. You just got to keep going. But, you know, it felt like a relief, and then you just really wake up the next day, just like the Natty. Well, that's why we went back-to-back. I woke up the next day like, well, time to go to train for the combine. And it's like that empty feeling, like, I want it again. And you just keep craving it, like kind of like Tom Brady talked about.
Do you think it helps you? Because we were talking to start the show, because sometimes a team – it's rare teams win back-to-back Super Bowls, right? The Chiefs did it, Patriots did it, but, like, it doesn't happen very often. Do you think it helps you and some of the other Georgia guys, Alabama, that this is what you did in college, right? The expectation was you climb that mountain, and then you come back the next summer, and you do it again. Do you think it helps you that you played at that kind of program to try to do this again here?
Yeah, it helps that we played at the program because it gives you the mindset to know, man, now we back at the bottom of the mountain. We back at the bottom of the mountain, and we back to work, and it just starts all over. The climb keeps starting.
Did you have to change the way you worked out, being as that, you know, the Super Bowl probably ate into your training time? Did you have to kind of modify your training in the offseason this year?
No, I didn't modify anything. I went straight into it. Like, I kind of got my surgery and just went straight to work. I really didn't take a vacation other than the time I spent with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, I feel like this is like my stomping year, like how I step in the league and how I'm going to be remembered. Like, if y'all come off a natty, I mean, come off a Super Bowl and, you know, just relax and just be cool, then I'm just another defensive end.
Mm.
Well, you weren't just another defensive end down the stretch last year, especially the postseason. Did something click for you? Was it just more opportunity on the field? I felt around week six, I remember that game against the Browns, you chased Deshaun Watson before you made a throw. I just felt like you started to really come on in October, and then by the end, I mean, you were getting to the quarterback. Like, did something mentally change for you? Because the first year, you didn't get to play much, right? Then September wasn't great for the whole defense. What changed for you, if anything, as the last year went on?
Man, I just kept my head down and worked. And that's what I kind of do, you know, be the first one on the field, be the first one off the field, and just continue to work. Man, nothing really changes. You just keep working. You trust your coaches. We got an amazing staff. Coach Sirianni talks. He made me more situational sound, so when I know it's pass and when I know it's run, things I'm looking for. And it was just really fun. Like, it was fun out there playing with those guys, flying around. And Philly Stadium, man, I know they talk about college, but that stadium, our fans are electrifying. It's giving me goosebumps right now hearing them on third down.
Yeah, that's the money down right
yeah,
there.
That's the money down. You guys know it is. All right. Nolan, when you were first drafted, I think we had you on, like, the morning after you were drafted by the Eagles. When we talked to you and I heard you and watched interviews, you reminded me of Brandon Graham, personality-wise. And now, you know, there's a path for you here to kind of take that mantle from what he did for a long time and to be a guy that is, a linchpin of this defense. When I say that, when you get compared to Brandon Graham and have a chance to be like Brandon Graham, what does that mean to you?
Man, it's a tremendous respect, but like I tell anybody when I left Georgia, man, it's hard to fill somebody's shoes, and it's even harder if you try. And I can only take his teachings and what he given from me and just keep going with it. Be encouraging, be the uplifting guy, never bring anybody down, tell everybody to keep going, especially on hot days, first days of pass and stuff like that. Just be the energy and the spark. I can't be him because he played 15 years in the league, and that's something amazing. That's what I'm aiming for. So,
What's the number? You know what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What's the number?
I can't tell it out loud.
Yeah, all right. You can tell me in the break because I have a number in my head.
What's your number?
I'm thinking 10 to 12.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
But that's on the low side.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I
respect.
I ain't saying nothing else.
No, you don't have to. You know, and you know what? Now I have to let everybody in because everybody probably don't understand the conversation.
Don't let them in. Okay, don't let them in. Just keep it like that. Keep it like that.
All right. Maybe I could speak without letting everyone in. What was your high? Was it 15?
15.
Well, that's the goal then. You got to beat Hugh Douglas. I mean, you got to beat Hugh.
Pop. They call me Pop Pop. Yeah,
you got to beat the old man. I mean, you got to beat Hugh.
Oh, no, man. I don't never call them old men, man. They respect the game, man. It's always going to respect you.
Appreciate you. See, now that don't work like that around these parts. They call me old air chance.
Come on. Oh, man. You know, I learned a lot from the veteran guys and stuff like that. So I really appreciate, you know, y'all bringing me on too.
Oh, no, man. You got it in you, man. And you're going to be fine. I'm still curious. I'm going to ask you off there. I want to know what the number is because that's you really came on towards the end of the year. You really, really did. And you got to keep it going.
Yep.
Nolan, what's it like playing for Vic Fangio?
Man, Vic Fangio, one of the best coaches ever. He's hard on us every day, but he's hard on us because he see the vision and the goal. And when he first got here, everybody in the locker room like, oh, he hates us. And, you know, at Georgia, we used to DCs like that. Like, everybody get corrected the same. Everybody getting pushed the same. And I just think it's amazing, like, for him to be in a city and stuff that he like. And, you know, I wear Philly hats every day just because I'm in the city of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big baseball fan. And, you know, I love B. Harper and them boys. Like, I brought a jersey. And he just compliments my Philly hat every day.
Is
he
that right?
Go in there and not notice just the little minute details. So I can only imagine him upstairs with our coaches.
That's cool.
It sounds like we got to get you thrown out of first pitch at a big game this October.
Oh, man, I wish. I got.
They can make. We know people.
Yeah.
We can probably make.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Nolan, listen, man, we appreciate hopping in, and good luck this season. And listen, we're expecting big things. Whatever that number is, we think you're going to get there. Thank you for being part of the show. Congrats again for being a Super Bowl champ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
There he goes. Nolan Smith will come back, hit your phone calls. Elliot will join us as well. It's the Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, wait, man. I got a read that I got to do because I forgot I was sitting here with all this euphoria stuff going on. We talking about grilling. It ain't nothing like summer and me grilling, getting on the grill and doing my thing. And when I fire up my grill, you know I'm bringing the heat and I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloins is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to cook. Just pop it in the grill. Pop it on the grill, and dinner's done. And dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.